Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Great to have you with us today as we continue with what has been just a completely unpredictable week. Obviously, I was saying in the 6 o'clock hour yesterday, I can't imagine James Comey will be indicted before I get off the air. And then just as I was getting off the air, the news broke that he was indicted. Go figure. But, he's been indicted. He says he's gonna fight, wants a trial. We will see where all that goes. And we will obviously see where this whole scandal around Mikey Sherrill goes. Now, there's two different things to understand about the Mikey Sherrill thing. First of all, somebody leaked records related to her. They doxed her, basically. Now, that's has neither here nor there to do with the story that was run in the New Jersey Globe yesterday, which points out that Mikey Sherrill was barred from walking with her graduating class at the United States Naval Academy in 1994. It's neither here nor there. That was based on a thorough investigation that they did, the research that they did, and they found what a college commencement handbook from that year, and Mikey Sherrill's name was not listed. And then further digging revealed that, as a result of the cheating scandal, she was barred from walking with her class. Still graduated, but could not walk, which is a punishment, especially at a prestigious Naval Academy, a service academy like the United States Naval Academy. It's a serious thing. So then somebody outside of that leaked records related to her social security number and her parents' address, and those are two totally different things. Hakeem Jeffries is calling into investigation into who leaked that. That's fine. Investigate away. It has no bearing on the fact that Mikey Sherrill did not walk with her graduating class after she was implicated in this cheating scandal. And to what extent she was implicated, we'd all like to know. Now, Democrats are playing a sleight of hand, which is they're trying to confuse everybody and to suggest that the story that was published in the NJ Globe by David Wildstein was somehow related to the release of those records that were improperly released. Not true. Nothing. They're two entirely separate things. But they're trying to do that sleight of hand to make everybody think, well, it's no big deal with Mikey Sherrill because this is MAGA's weaponization of her military service records. It's not MAGA's weaponization of anything. This is a story regarding a cheating scandal, and we'd like to know her role in it. And we don't know that her role in it because the only person who can release her academic records is Mikey Sherrill. She could do that and make it all go away, but for some reason she's not. I don't know why not. I mean, we'll have to ask Mikey Sherrill. But don't let them fool you with the three-card Monty game. You know the three-card Monty game that they play on the streets of the city? And they get you distracted and you wind up losing your money? Yeah, nobody ever wins a three-card Monty. You might win a round or two on purpose, but then you ultimately lose as you keep doubling your money because it's the game's fixed. It's all about distraction. That's the whole purpose of the game. And this is a three-card Monty sleight of hand that they're trying to do to make you think that, oh, this was weaponized in some way, and therefore we shouldn't even talk about Mikey Sherrill and the cheating scandal. Nope, two totally different things, and we will discuss it all with Jack Citarelli, along with his affordability plan for New Jersey, because I think it's significant that he's announced this. And thanks to my buddy Tony Minniti, who sent this to me yesterday, he's going to be at Donkey's in Camden next week. And he's going to be talking to people. Now, in case you don't know, Donkey's is a long-time, old-school bar in Camden, which Anthony Bourdain, before he passed away, once said was the best cheesesteak in Philadelphia, even though it's not in Philadelphia, it's in Jersey. It's served on a round, poppy-seeded roll, and it's got this special secret sauce. There's an outshoot called Donkey's 2, which I think is in, I want to say like Medford or something like that. But that's the OG Donkey's in Camden, right in the heart of Democrat city, Democrat territory. And much like how President Trump went to the Bronx and went to New York City and went to Philly, went to North Philly, went to Temple, Jack's taking a page out of that playbook and going to Camden, a city that no Republican has ever won. He doesn't have to win Camden. But if he begins to undercut into the vote in places like Camden and Newark and other places, just like Trump did, he's on a pathway to victory there. And that is, yes, a sign of a very confident campaign, that they are not just going to the lily white places of New Jersey where Mikey Sherrill lives, Montclair, New Jersey, one of the most lily white, prestigious, expensive, affluent, Subaru driving lefty towns in the entire state of New Jersey. Jack's taking it right to the streets of Camden. And if you start to undercut the black vote, and just like how Trump won the Latino vote in a lot of places, like Passaic County, New Jersey in 2024, you don't have to win. You just have to undercut. You undercut, and then you get Republican turnout. That's how you win an election. You just take a little bit from theirs. You maximize your base turnout. Then you win over new people. And that's the pathway to victory right there. And we've seen this before in New Jersey. It's not out of the realm of possibility. We've had Republican governors before. And we've never had three Democrats in a row. We never had a Democrat serve three terms as governor in a row. That would be an outlier. So this is a unique election in the sense that we've never had three consecutive Democrat terms. So His Royal Ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, is serving his second term. So if Mikey Sherrill were to win, God help us, that would be term number three for a Democrat. We've also never had, at least in recent history, you have to go all the way back to 1981 for this, with Tom Kaine's election. We've never had somebody win the governor's race of the same party in the White House. Typically, it goes the opposite. But it happened then when Tom Kaine won in a very close election against Brendan Byrne and Ronald Reagan was president. Tom Kaine was a Republican. You remember New Jersey and you, Pofik together, those commercials when we were kids. Well, at least when I was. Well, Jack can do that this time around. Even though the president in the White House is his party, he can do that again because people are fed up. I mean, it's just they've had it. And she already, I think her campaign ended in that debate stage when she said she would not rule out raising the sales tax. That's a gimme. You just go, yeah, no, I'm not raising the sales tax. And then if you're going to raise the sales tax, you do it in a year when everybody's forgotten about what you said in the debate stage. To just come out flat and say, I won't rule out raising sales taxes at a time when everybody agrees that we're paying too much for everything. And you can go to Delaware and there's no sales tax. And that's what a lot of people in South Jersey do. You know, in South Jersey, they have 3% sales tax, and maybe it was 3.5. It might be back down to 3. It was adjusted, but because they have you could go over the Commodore Barry Bridge and you could drive into Delaware and you could do your shopping there and pay no sales tax. So in order to keep people in Salem County, for example, buying stuff in Jersey, they met that. They cut the sales tax rate in half. And you have these improvement zones where the sales tax is either 3 or 3.5% versus the 7% you pay statewide. But that's an acknowledgement of two things. Number one, that a lower sales tax rate is an incentive for people to make a drive and go someplace else to buy. And that if you have a lower sales tax rate, you will bring people to buy things where there's a lower sales tax rate. So I think the entire state should be a gigantic urban improvement zone, and everywhere should pay. Well, I'd have it no sales tax, honestly. I think you would do wonders with that. The sales tax is only there because at one point the New Jersey legislature said, oh, well, we got to deal with outrageous property taxes, so we'll create a sales tax. And of course, whenever you do that, you create a new tax. They just find other ways to spend that money. They don't actually use it to offset taxes people are already paying. That's one of the biggest scams ever. But that was a close vote. I don't want to go down the rabbit hole of history with you, but it was a Republican who cast a deciding vote in that. That's all I'll say on that matter for the time being. But anyway, on the national front, you've got a lot going on with Comey and the indictment around James Comey. Front page of the New York Post today. Indicted. Look at that. Indicted. Former FBI Director Comey charged with lying and obstruction. Now, whether or not this case will even go forward remains to be seen. The judge overseeing this case is a Biden appointee. Perjury is kind of a tough one. But, you know, obviously they got the goods on Comey for at least potentially lying to Congress. But he's already coming out and saying, hey, I'll fight. Oh, and I should mention Fox News right now is covering the race for New Jersey governor. That's one thing I've noticed about this race versus 2021, when I was talking about the race all the time and Jack would come on the show all the time. But there was no national attention on the race. It was just one of those things where, and he jokes about this now, Jack jokes on the trail about this, that the first time he was ever on an actual show on Fox News in 2021 was 2 weeks before the election when Sean Hannity had him on and couldn't even pronounce his name. And Hannity, I'm hearing myself. Oh, there we go. And Hannity had him on last night. So that's a good sign. I mean, Fox News is paying attention to this race. We have our big rally coming up in Wildwood, North Wildwood at the pier. I'm going to be doing the show live from there that day. It's October 10th. We'll be outside. Of course, hopefully the weather cooperates with us for that. But it should. October is usually pretty dry. So we'll be out there doing the show live. And you can come by and see us. And we're going to have great speakers. A lot of people involved in that. October 10th, 4 to 7 p.m. And we will get people fired up and excited. And then we will hopefully get Jack over the finish line and have a Republican governor in New Jersey, which will go a long way, I think, towards sealing momentum heading into midterm elections. But as far as this whole issue of Mikey Sherrill and her academic records and her private records, and she was on MSNBC this morning on Morning Joe. Matt, see if you can grab that clip for me, if you would. They're showing it on Fox News right now. Sherrill can make all this go away. All of it by releasing her academic records. That's all she can. All she has to do is just release her academic records, show everybody she was not accused of cheating. If it's really about the fact that she was, because this is her argument here, she just didn't want to drop a dime on anybody. So she's going with the old school. Snitches get stitches. I don't want to drop a dime. All right. As Johnny Cook jokingly joked about on Twitter, obviously jokingly, that may help in Jersey. We're a state that we don't like snitches. Only problem is she's not from New Jersey. So if you're going to play that card, you got to be from here. You don't get to come from wherever the hell she's from and then play the Jersey rules. But besides, that happened in 1994. She didn't live in Jersey back then. She was at the Naval Academy. And I'm not so sure that that's actually what she's hiding. The fact that she just refused to snitch on her classmates. I don't buy that. No, I don't buy that at all. I think if anything, what she was probably talking about was the fact that she's implicated in a lot of this stuff. So we will see as all that goes on. Here is Hakeem Jeffries announcing an investigation into who released Mikey Sherrill's records in all of this. And again, this has nothing to do with the NJ Globe story regarding Mikey Sherrill and the fact that she was not allowed to walk on the stage at her graduation. Okay, so they're two totally separate things. But here is the Democrat Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries. Take a listen.
I support a criminal investigation into the unauthorized and illegal release of Mikey Sherrill's records. Mikey Sherrill is a patriot and a hero who has served this country, graduated from the Naval Academy, helicopter pilot, tours of duty in dangerous places overseas in the Middle East, came home, served as a federal prosecutor, is a super mom, and a great public servant and member of Congress. And it's outrageous that Donald Trump and his administration and political hacks connected to them continue to violate the law. And they will be held accountable. The statute of limitations, I remind all of the sycophants out there, is 5 years. This Justice Department will be long gone before the statute of limitations expires.
Well, that's great, but it has nothing to do with the story on Mikey Sherrill not walking with her graduating class. Just saying. So if you actually look into the story, you realize that they're two totally different things. Somebody leaked her personal information. That person should be punished, obviously. That's not how David Wildstein and the staff at NJ Globe got their story. And just so you know, Joey Fay, who's a writer at NJ Globe, and I retweeted this out because I think it was very important context for everybody to know that the story that they put out yesterday, nothing to do with the records that were released. So two things can be true at the same time. You can have a story that comes out that has nothing to do with the other issue, which is somebody leaking her records. And Joey Fay over at NJ.com, or Joey Fox, said, to clarify something I've seen people saying on here, nothing in the story was based on the military personnel files that were improperly released. Okay? Nothing. 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 Let me repeat that one more time. Nothing. So, there you go. Nothing was related to that. That's important. That's an important point to note as this goes on. Here's Mikey Sherrill from earlier today on MSNBC trying to play the victim card. Take a listen. Matt, you have that one?
This morning, though, she was on Morning Joe on MSNBC blaming President Trump, saying he should have never released her private records. Over to her rival.
They will completely weaponize the federal government to achieve what they want. We've seen it with Comey and what's going on there. And now we're seeing it here, releasing all of my records to try to have my opponent, who this is the third time he's run for this office. He's desperate and will stop at nothing.
Okay, so that is not, it's neither here nor there. The NJ Globe story about her not being able to walk with her graduating class and the distraction that they are now trying to do to everybody is called sleight of hand, three-card Monty, make you think that this is all poor Mikey's been targeted and weaponized. That's not at all the case. Two completely different things. Totally different things. And I almost wonder if whoever released these records did so on purpose to try to help her so that we could try to muddy the waters in the story. Muddy the waters a little bit and get people to think that Mikey Sherrill was a victim of some terrible MAGA plot against her. Give me a break. Wildstein and the team at NJ Globe did what's called reporting journalism, which any of the Democrats could have done when they were running against her in the primary for governor of New Jersey. It's political malpractice, actually, that her opposition research people did not find this on their own. The fact that they didn't find this on their own when they were running in the primary against her, because it's all there. You just have to go back to the year she graduated and look at the program, and you'll find that her name's not listed. And then as you probe why, you understand, you'll be able to find out why. That's it. Not secret. These aren't secret records. The only thing that's secret is what she's not releasing, which she has the right to release. But to make you think that the records have already been released, they're going out there and telling everybody, oh, well, this MAGA improper releasing of records. You see, if you're not paying close attention, this is how the three-card Monty game works. If you're not paying close attention, you'll think that the records have been released. You won't realize that they're separate records. One is her military personnel file, which never should have been released. It has no bearing on the conversation. The other is her academic record as an undergraduate at the United States Naval Academy, and only she has the ability to release that, which she can do right now if she wants to. She can do it any moment now. She can do it. So that person, she's welcome to release them at her moment. Somebody asked me if the person who released that is a whistleblower. No, because you can't release people's personal information. There was no whistleblowing. Doxing is not whistleblowing. The records that were released had nothing to do with her time at the Naval Academy. So again, let me just say that one more time in case I didn't say that. The records that were released, her military personnel files, that has nothing to do with the story regarding the cheating scandal at the Naval Academy and Mikey Sherrill possibly being part of it. Two totally different things. One is a military service record that contains sensitive information, her social security number, her parents' address. That's unacceptable. You can't release that stuff. A whistleblower is somebody who releases something in the public interest. That's not in the public's interest. Nobody needs to know where her parents live. Nobody needs to know her social security number. Now, regarding her academic records at the Naval Academy, which is what this story is about, that's up to Mikey Sherrill to release. And Mikey Sherrill is welcome to release them. She can do that now and say, look, you see, it's just that I didn't want to snitch on anybody. I'm not implicated in the scandal. Okay, so then release them and tell us that and let us know. That is a big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria. Dr. Mike is a dentist that other dentists go to and doctors go to as well, because the level of care and expertise is second to none. So schedule your free dental implant consultation today or visit venariadental.com, 856-786-2020. All right, we'll take a quick break here. We'll come back with the, I believe, next governor of New Jersey, Jack Cittarelli, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHG. Don't forget, Politics and Pints with Jack Carr. A lot of Jack to keep up with, but Jack Carr will be with him Monday, October 13th at the Bucks County Community College Zlock Performing Arts Center for a great conversation. Go to 1210WPHG.com right now to get your tickets. We'll talk to Jack about all kinds of things. What it was like to be a Navy SEAL. The creative efforts behind his books and his number one hit Amazon Prime show and the other Amazon Prime show that he did. We'll talk about the state of the military, the state of the world, politics, all of it. And he'll take your questions because he loves doing that. So join us for that. Go to 1210WPHG.com today and get your tickets for Politics and Pints. We'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're very, very excited to welcome back to the show. He's been so generous with his time, and he's promised me he will be when he's governor, and I believe he's going to be. No doubt about that, assuming you get out to vote, and that is the key. It's all going to come down to turnout, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Cittarelli. Jack, welcome back on the show, my friend.
Hey, Rich. Great to be back with you and your listening audience.
Absolutely. First of all, we got a lot to cover. I do not want to gloss over your affordability plan for New Jersey because I think it's key. But I want to start with the poll. Yesterday, Emerson College, a top-rated poll. This is a dead race. It's neck and neck, 32-32. But here's the thing. Democrats were oversampled in that poll, which in my mind gives advantage to Jack Cittarelli.
Well, the other thing that gives us the advantage, Rich, as you know, in New Jersey, as the minority party, Republicans always under poll in these polls. But listen, it reaffirms what we saw 3 weeks ago. We had it as a dead heat then. All I have is 2021 to compare this to, and this time the energy is off the charts. It's electric. And when you see Democratic mayors endorsing me, Rich, that tells you something.
Yeah, you got another one, right? Another Democrat mayor coming on board? Congratulations.
Picked up a third. Yep.
The mayor of North Bergen, if I'm not mistaken. Right, Jack?
Yeah, we've got the mayor of Dover, which is the heart of the congressional district of my opponent. We've got one in Garfield in Bergen County. And last week, we picked up the mayor of Branchville up in Sussex County. So I'm honored to have their endorsements. In fact, one, after endorsing me, said, you know what? I'm switching my party affiliation to Republican.
Good. Excellent. Well done. We're going to be with you on October 10th for that huge rally we're doing in North Wildwood. I think we're going to have about 1,000 people there. There's so much excitement for this. I'll be doing my show live from there that day outside on the pier. I've just never seen this kind of enthusiasm before. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that people are fired up after the assassination of Charlie Kirk. But your opponent, the way that she has been, the horrible thing she's been saying about Charlie Kirk supporters, about ICE agents, our brave men and women in law enforcement who sign up to try to keep this country safe. And she said those things at the debate with you just last week.
You know, Chris, what she did on that Charlie Kirk resolution is astonishing to me. First of all, she ducked out of two very important events in New Jersey, one of which was at a large veterans group, went to Washington, D.C. to vote yes on the resolution, celebrating Kirk's life, went back to her office, caught hell from the far left, and then issued a statement condemning his life. I mean, will the real Mikey Sherrill please stand up?
Yeah. Seriously, it's infuriating. And then the terrible thing she said about ICE agents at the debate. And then, of course, yesterday we see this psycho try to target our brave men and women serving their country as ICE officers.
And that debate performance was astonishing in a number of different ways. Wouldn't answer questions directly. And so, listen, I thought it was an embarrassing night for her. And she did something I've never seen on the debate stage. We were both given 90 seconds for our closing statements. She used only 35 seconds of hers, left more than 50 seconds on the clock. I was about to ask if I could use her extra 50 seconds.
And refused to rule out raising the sales tax, which I almost fell out of my chair when I heard her say, refusing to rule out raising the sales tax in a gubernatorial debate? Are you freaking kidding me?
Another astonishing moment. Blatantly lying about me left and right about me raising the sales tax to 10%. It's a lie. We made that clear the other night. And then when they asked her, to your point, she says, I'm not going to commit to anything. So wait a second. You're going to lie about me raising taxes, but then when you're asked, you're going to say, I'm not going to commit to anything?
Let's talk about your affordability plan, Jack, that you rolled out last week. And I got to give you props. I heard you're going to Donkey's in Camden. That place is a legend. It's a staple. And you're bringing the fight right to the heart of Democrat cities, just like President Trump did, by the way, when he went to North Philadelphia, when he went to the Bronx. I mean, you're not afraid to go there. And I think that's fantastic.
Not one bit, Rich. In the last week and a half alone, we've been to Newark. We've been to Patterson. It was with the black clergy last week in Trenton. We'll be in Camden. And we do want to make New Jersey more affordable. We do that by lowering taxes, never taxing retirement income, freezing property taxes for seniors once they hit age 70, capping property taxes for first-time home buyers for the first 5 years of home ownership, not taxing income the first 2 years out of high school or college. These are just some of the things that we can do to make New Jersey more affordable. But most of all, on day one, Rich, I pull us out of Reggie. The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative is a carbon tax. I could save $500 million a year for ratepayers, homeowners, tenants, and businesses by pulling out of Reggie. That's exactly what we're going to do.
Jack Ciccarelli is with me, Republican candidate for governor of New Jersey, a man I've known for many years, a man you've heard on the show many years. He's been gracious with his time with us over the years, and I appreciate that very much. And the only candidate I had on during the primary, and he won all 21 counties, but not because of me, just because people really like him. All right, so Jack, listen, we got to talk about this story out of the Naval Academy. So your opponent graduated in 1994, but we find out yesterday an explosive story by New Jersey Globe, NJ Globe, David Wildstein reporting that she was not allowed to walk with her graduating class. She was barred from walking, which is a huge deal at a service academy. That is a huge punishment. Because of a role in the major cheating scandal that happened at the Naval Academy in the early 90s. We're all wondering the same thing. What was her level of involvement in that, Jack Ciccarelli? And it's very easy for her, as you've said, we can clear this up if she will just release her academic records.
The Naval Academy punished her for something, Rich. And she's saying it's because she didn't turn in her colleagues. Which makes you wonder. First of all, it's a violation of the code. Do not lie, do not cheat, and don't tolerate others that do. And if that's the case, then just approve the release of your disciplinary records, and we'll see what the truth really is. But let me ask you this, Rich. When she gets to Trenton and she finds people that are cheating the system, what is she going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to cover for him. I mean, the Democrat Party's been doing that for years in this state. We have to end that nonsense. We got to end that corruption.
Yep. So anyway, listen, I think everything she's saying is really a code for having lied to the investigators. When they found out that she lied, they punished her. Part of the punishment was to not allow her to participate in her graduation there at the Naval Academy. And this is somebody, Rich, who built her entire political brand around her time at the Naval Academy. And what we find out, just like when she got to Congress and broke federal law, just like the New York Times reports that she's trading defense stocks while sitting on the Armed Services Committee, just like we found out in doing a gubernatorial campaign that's based on a stack of lies about me, there's an issue of character here.
Yeah, I mean, New Jerseyans are struggling. There's people struggling up and down the state. And she's making millions and millions of dollars in Congress, literally by trading the same stocks of the committee of which she has oversight on. That's absolutely unacceptable. And then lies about it and then is fined for it. So she cheats in that form because she's not honest with the government requirements for filling out the forms properly. So she's cheated in that respect. So I want to know, and I think we all want to know, whether or not she cheated in college at the United States Naval Academy. Because you're right. It's a violation of everything about that school's code.
That's correct. Release the records. If what you're saying is true, prove it to us. Why should we believe you now? So, but again, I think we've got a real issue of character here with Mikey Sherrill. And she's in panic mode right now. But listen, she's disqualified herself, in my mind, in a number of different ways. And that includes also her endorsement of Mamdani and Mamdani's endorsement of her.
Yeah, and that matters. Because there's a lot of New Jerseyans who go into New York City, and they're going to get killed by that congestion pricing and whatever taxes that guy raises on things. And New Jerseyans who work in New York City and have to buy goods, I mean, they're going to get killed on it, too. So, yeah, it shows who she is. You judge people by the character of the company they keep, and that's the character of the company she keeps, Jack.
Yeah, and Rich, let's not forget, on the debate stage last Sunday, what she said is, I'm the most transparent candidate ever. Really? You're transparent? You violated federal law on reporting of stock trades. In 2019, you executed more than 160 trades yourself in 1 year. You didn't tell anybody about sitting on the Armed Services Committee and trading defense stocks. And now we found out what went down at the Naval Academy, when all you do is talk about your experience at the Naval Academy and you're a graduate there and you served in the service. You violated the code.
Well, Jack Ciccarelli, if she really is the most transparent candidate ever, she'll release her disciplinary record. She'll release her academic record. She'll let everybody see for themselves what's in those files, and then we can make a determination. We can make a judgment. That's literally the definition of transparency.
It really is. And listen, for her to say I was covering for my classmates, that's code for having lied to the investigators. That's why she was punished.
Yeah, and I don't want her covering for Democrats who might be embezzling money or might be passing bills that benefit themselves and enrich themselves. I want her, if she is governor, God help us, I want her calling those people out and making an example out of them. I don't want her covering up for people that cheat. This is, I tell my kids this all the time, Jack, you know I've got three kids, 11, 9, and 5. I tell them all the time, lying is the worst thing you can ever do. Don't lie, and whatever you do, it's going to be a lot worse. And I know your parents were like this with the wooden spoon. I don't use the wooden spoon anymore because you're not allowed. But if I find out you're lying about it, whatever you did is 1,000 times worse.
Well, and speaking of kids, let's go back to the debate for a second. I mean, this is someone who wants to keep the LGBTQ curriculum and then not let parents opt out. We're not going to let parents opt out of that lesson. She's taking that away from them. She's okay. And we talked about this in debate. With biological boys participating in girls' sports, that's dangerous. And it's not fair.
No, it's not fair to my daughter, Claire, and it's not fair to my daughter, Reagan, who are both playing soccer and field hockey right now. One's 9, one's 5. It's not fair, and I don't want biological males in their bathrooms and in their locker rooms. And as parents, every conversation I have with parents, Jack, and you know I know a lot of them and I talk to them all the time, comes down to one thing. They want to know about what's going on in their kids' schools, and they want to have a say in the process. And with Mikey Sherrill as governor, God help us, that is never going to happen. Just the opposite, by the way. You'll get the same idea of parents stay out of it and let the bureaucrats in Trenton decide.
And, Rich, it's so very hypocritical when they talk about protecting female rights, women rights, girls' rights, okay? What are they doing when they allow boys to participate in girls' sports? They're undermining Title IX, which was put in place, the federal law, to protect girls, right? And they'll undermine it. It's just another one of the great hypocrisies of today's Democratic Party and my opponent in particular.
I know you're going to be in a South Jersey town tonight. I apologize. I won't be able to see you there tonight. I have a prior obligation. But those parents in that town I know quite well, and I talk to them all the time. And many of them were registered Democrats, and they're voting for you because of this issue of the schools. That and affordable housing. And I use air quotes for affordable housing, Jack Cittarelli, because it's not affordable. It's going to drive up the cost of our services. These towns are already busting at the seams as it is. We got to pass school referendums now to build bigger school buildings. It's outrageous. And as you have said, they're taking the garden out of the Garden State, and it has to stop.
It's another one of the great hypocrisies of the Democratic Party. They like to portray themselves as pro-environment. What the hell is pro-environment about overdeveloping our suburban communities where there's no mass transit, no infrastructure, no jobs, only putting more idling cars on the road? It ends on day one of my administration. And let's not forget, Rich, I get two new Supreme Court state justice appointments, and one of which is the Chief Justice. And they're not getting appointed unless they agree with me on abolishing the Mount Laurel housing doctrine, which is what promotes all this affordable, high-density housing where it doesn't belong, and also school funding. Those are two reforms we desperately need.
Good, good. Outstanding. And you got the endorsement of the FOP. I don't want to bury that league because that's huge. As a son of a cop, I think it's fantastic that the New Jersey Fraternal Order of Police has officially endorsed Jack Cittarelli for governor. That's a big deal because a lot of times the cop unions go with the Democrats, but they went with you. Big, big endorsement.
Because they know they can't trust Mikey Sherrill. As a congresswoman, she voted to get rid of qualified immunity. That's the bedrock of job protection for police. And she's also been anti-police. Her association with Madami is anti-police. She's considering reappointing our current attorney general, who's been the most politically motivated and anti-police attorney general we've ever had.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Well, October 10th, huge rally for you, North Wildwood at the pier. Everybody's invited. Just go to capegop.com to sign up. And Jack will, of course, be our main event that night. We're going to have a lot of people there excited. The excitement and enthusiasm for you everywhere. I see it everywhere. Fox News has been covering this nonstop, this race. Big story in the New York Post today. So again, just in case anyone's just joining us, the story of how Mikey Sherrill was barred from walking with her graduating class at the United States Naval Academy in the wake of that massive cheating scandal at the school that rocked the school and rocked careers and ended careers, by the way. And what Jack Cittarelli is calling on today is for Mikey Sherrill, if you really are transparent, Release your academic and disciplinary records, period.
Absolutely. And we're going to continue to call on her to release the records.
Jack4NJ.com. Jack, the number 4NJ.com. That's where you go. Follow, support this man. Early voting is underway. Let's do this. Let's get this guy over the finish line. I want to call him governor finally, officially. Governor, in the meantime, keep up the great work, my friend.
Rich, thank you, buddy. Looking forward to next time.
All right.
Free speech lives here on Odyssey's number one talk station. Talk Radio 1210. 1210. WPHT.
Boom. There you go. Matt, you got a lot there. We can turn that into a thing. A thing. We can turn it into a clip. Clippy thing on social media, ASAP.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't know, well, he might have been in handy last night, but nobody paid attention to that, so. They'll pay attention to this. No doubt about that. Did I just take a shot at handy? I didn't mean to. Oops. Careful. Gotta be careful. Watch it there. Easy. Easy does it. Mm-hmm. All right, good stuff. Let me tell you about, protection and peace of mind when it comes to your home. All right. Protection and peace of mind, craftsmanship. These things are paramount. That's why Emmons is my go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. They even have a new bathroom division, bathroom and kitchen remodeling division. Emmons will not only make your home great again, it will be stunning from the curb, and it will be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know, you are getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area, period. And here's the other thing, too. 10% off. 10% off for each and every one of my listeners. Just tell them I sent you. These American-made roofing products, the Owens Corning Shingle, the best in the business. And Emmons is platinum certified contractor. What does that mean? That means you get a lifetime warranty on that roof. Transferable, by the way, to the next owner. I had them remodel a kitchen and bathroom in our old house. They did an amazing job. And that's why I just had them recently come over and take a look at the kids' bathroom, because the kids' bathroom is a train wreck. It's something out of the 80s, but it looks like something out of the 60s. And so they've got their work cut out for them. But they're going to go in there and they're going to remodel it for us and bring it up to modern day standards. And I'm excited for that. That's what Emmons will do for you. And they serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And I know the weather's beautiful out today, and it feels like a summer day, but before you know it, yeah, Christmas is 3 months from yesterday, if you can believe it. We will be in the midst of winter, so if you have any issues with your roof, have Emmons give you a free roof inspection. They will never tell you you need a new roof if you don't. There are some companies that do. They're called cheaters. That's not what Emmons does. With Emmons, it's all about integrity. So reach out to them today and have them take a look at your roof. If you do need a new roof or major roof repairs, you'll get the Owens Corning Shingle. Like I said, the best in the business from the platinum certified Owens Corning Masters. That's Emmons. 10% off for each and every one of my listeners. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mikey Sherrill's husband, also ensnared in a massive cheating scandal at the United States Naval Academy. Holy cow. Unbelievable. This just broke a few moments ago, and I am sending it to my friends who are in high places. So Democrat New Jersey gubernatorial hopeful Mikey Sherrill's husband was also caught up in the Naval Academy cheating scandal that has rocked her campaign. This is from the New York Post. Just broke 3:35 p.m. Jason Hedberg was one of about four dozen midshipmen who sued top officials at the Naval Academy, Navy, and the Pentagon in 1994 in a desperate bid to block an honor board at Annapolis from deciding whether they should be dismissed from the school. In compliance with the orders of their superior military officers, each named plaintiff was compelled to make inculpatory statements to Navy Inspector General investigators, read the complaint, which charged that the students were denied due process. The details of any inculpatory statements by Hedberg are unclear. However, his name is included in the 1994 commencement program, suggesting that he, unlike Sherrill, was cleared to take part in exercises some 3 months after the suit was filed. So again, this is all breaking. And the other thing, too, is, and I got this now, this is going to be just going to be one of those days. I can tell you this. We're just going to get a lot of stuff coming out on this. I'm going to share with you a post here in a second, as soon as I can pull it up. If I can do this here. Here we go. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli, by the way. I know we've got Dr. Wilfred Riley joining us, but I just wanted to share this with you. Mikey, you forgot to mention two of the three from Montclair who got into the United States Naval Academy were your children. Three ambitious teens from Montclair will be attending one of the most prestigious military academies in the nation. U.S. Representative Mikey Sherrill announced on Tuesday. The students will begin their education and service careers this year at the U.S. Naval Academy, the United States Military Academy, the U.S. Air Force Academy, and the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. The list includes three students from Montclair. Those students, Lincoln Hedberg of Montclair, going to the United States Naval Academy, and Margaret Hedberg of Montclair, going to the United States Naval Academy, are Mikey Sherrill's kids. So as a member of Congress, you're allowed to nominate someone. You can't get into a military academy without a nomination from either a member of Congress or the president, or there might be another way. I'm not familiar with, but for the most part, that's how you do it. You have to go through a member of Congress. And this is the quote. I'm so proud of these young men and women from New Jersey 11 who are reporting to the military academies or academy preparatory programs this summer, the congresswoman said. You mean the ones from your house? Those ones? The ones from your house who are going to the military academies? Wow. Okay. How about that? All right. Big stuff here. Big stuff. And I got this for you, too. I got to thank Bob's Little Sports Shop. So Bob's Little Sports Shop is my go-to place for all things when it comes to the Second Amendment. They are more, though, than just a gun store. They are your place to go for classes and to learn proper firearms ownership. Bob's is the place for bachelor, bachelorette, private parties, Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro. Add to that an incredible event coming up tomorrow. It is the Guys and Gals Co-Ed Shooting Event. guys and gals combo with individualized training. Remember, Bob's offers both men and women training instructors, private enclosed events that can host up to 30, book a smaller group, 10 or less, during business hours, and have your own instructor for shooting range fun. Call Bob's for pricing and details. No alcohol or drugs permitted on premises, obviously. Ask about lessons on introduction to firearms, shooting, and cleaning classes. Bob's instructors are certified NRA and range safety officers. Firearms ID cards are not required for anyone attending events, and no previous experience is necessary. Bob's is the place to learn about firearms, especially for new shooters or anyone interested in learning about firearm ownership. So visit bobsautosportshop.com or call them today. Get all the details about the events and sign up for tomorrow's co-ed shooting event. You'll love Bob's. You'll appreciate their commitment to freedom and the Constitution, and you'll appreciate the great service and selection of firearms, the absolute best around. bobsautosportshop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.